You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Monday edition. There are two stories in the news. One really happened towards the end of last week, but they really relate to each other. But the big breaking story right now is the testimony of Director of Intelligence for the Obama administration, James Clapper, as well as former acting Attorney General for about 10 days under the Trump administration. But she was appointed by Barack Obama as Deputy Attorney General in his administration under Attorney General Loretta Lynch. They were both testifying before Congress today, and I'll spend a good amount of time on that, but I want to alert you that I will be covering that because I listened to a lot of the testimony, and frankly, not much there. Other than if I were General Michael Flynn, I'd be upset. Former National Security Advisor under Trump. Shortest National Security Advisor because he got fired. And I remember that show very distinctly because I suspected what happened is the general had communications with the Russian ambassador. A phone conversation, several phone conversations, some text messaging. And this was right around he's had several before, but on one of them was the day President Obama put sanctions on the Russians. And when he had the conversation with the Russian ambassador, apparently the Russian ambassador brought it up. Now, what you need to understand, this was the end of December time frame. Barack Obama was still president. Had General Flynn really got into an in-depth discussion, that would have been out, in my mind, inappropriate. But if someone mentions something, doesn't mean you're discussing it. And that's important. And I bring it up because I give radio shows every day, and I can't tell you, other than the general topic I cover, what I said. No one can. I defy anyone unless they have total recall, and that's super rare if it ever exists. You can't recall in any detail telephone conversations you had a week or month or a year ago. You'll know the major subject. At best, you'll know the major subject that was discussed. Now, I bring it up because what's happening, and this relates to the first story, the National Security Agency is spying on the American people. Let me say it again. The National Security Agency is spying on the American people. Anything you communicate over the internet or the telephone switching network, they have a copy of since really 2002, maybe earlier as well, but definitely after 2002. They collect it, and I mean everything, emails, phone calls, photographs, videos, text messages, searches on the internet, your bank statements, any transactions. If it went over the internet, they have a copy of it. Does that mean they read it, listen to it? No, that would be impossible because they're trying to do it for the entire world. There are over 7 billion people, and that means there are a lot of phone calls every day, and there are a lot of emails, and there are a lot of other things going on. They try to capture everything, and they've been doing this for years, and the American people allow them to do it. and our representatives don't call them on the carpet for it. And they should. And I always have to remind people of this. And there's still people out there that don't believe it. Oh, they can't do that. Yes, they can do that. They are fully capable of doing it, and they are doing it. They're spying on you. It's surveillance. It's the secret surveillance spying state. They're invading your privacy. Do they have a warrant? No, they don't have a warrant. They do not have a warrant, and they don't need a warrant. That's the other thing. Well, they got to get a warrant. No, they don't have to get a warrant. Read Executive Order 12333 as amended. They don't need a warrant. Now, if they want to take you to court, that's when they'll go get a warrant. In other words, you have the NSA using your tax dollars. And let me say this. I always have to say this. I'm for having a national security agency, a CIA, and the other intelligence agencies. I have no problem with that at all. And the reason's very, very simple. We have a lot of enemies in the world that if they could, they'd take our stuff and invade us, but they can't. They can't project power. They don't have the resources, but they're committed opponents of the United States. They don't wish us well. They don't wish our people well. And we have to spy on them. All countries from throughout history have spied on each another. And now we have the capability through advances in technology to capture those telephone conversations, emails, as well as anything, like I said, anything that you communicate over the internet. Now I need to get out of the way. So I'm for spying on other people as long as they're not American citizens. Now, if they're going to spy on foreigners in the United States, they go to a FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, and they get approval. It's almost automatic. I say almost. They've been in existence, over 33 years, 34, 35. They've issued about 1,000 on average a year. So they've issued over 35,000 warrants and only disapproved a little over a dozen. So it's very, very, very unusual that they turned down a FISA warrant request. Now, they did it in the case of Donald Trump in 2016. I think it's June. I forget the date. Someone in the federal government wanted to get a warrant to surveil Donald Trump and his associates, and it was turned down. And that's surprising. Normally, it's rubber stamp. I think the people that asked for it thought they were going to get it approved. And given the past track record of the FISA court, that's a fairly reasonable expectation. Now, keep in mind, I have no problem with NSA, CIA spying on the government officials, the generals, foreign nationals other than Americans. And even with Americans, if they went into a court and got a warrant, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is when they collect the term of art used, bulk collection. It's going on right now. I'm broadcasting a radio show over the internet. Guess what? The NSA will have a copy of that pretty quickly. I would say, if not seconds, minutes, because it's going over the internet as fast as that. Anything that goes over the fiber optic network, that's the backbone of the World Wide Web, the internet, they have. They splice into it, and it goes right to one of their data centers. The one that's been in the news a couple of years ago was the big one in Bluffdale, Utah, their Utah data center. The facility is huge, but what's inside of that? Rack after rack after rack of servers that have hard drive after hard drive after hard drive. And storage is, the cost of storage has gone down, down, and down. You couldn't do this unless that technology was available. So storage is not the problem. And they plan to do this for the entire planet for the next 100 years. They're collecting an awful lot of information. And many people will say, well, I'm fine with the National Security Agency doing that. If that catches spies or catches terrorists, great. My life is an open book. Well, I'm glad your life is an open book, but what's the big but? And before I say what the big but is, most Americans are law-abiding. They truly, in terms of criminal behavior, have very little to worry about. But when the NSA targets you, and that's the magic word here, targets you, they focus in on you. And it could be legitimately or illegitimately, and that's very, very key here. The president can order anyone to be targeted. And all he has to say, national security. Person might be a national security risk. That's why I'm ordering you to target this person. Well, what happens when they target you? I know you have no problem with that. My life's an open book. I've heard that. My life's an open book. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have nothing to worry about. Let's say you become a target. What happens? They assign an intelligence analyst first to sit at a computer, input your name, your address, date of birth, social, whatever information they have on you, and then build a dossier. In other words, they data mine their entire collection of information and pull together into one folder, if you will, all the information they have on you, and then they start looking at it. Technically, when they start looking at, that's an intercept. Prior to that, it's just information that they've collected. But now they're looking for something to do what? Compromise you. The term of art is leverage. We're looking for leverage. What does that mean? I prefer blackmail material. Is this, let's say it's a man. Is this man, and he's married, is he cheating on his wife? Is he a homosexual? Is he an alcoholic? Is he a drug addict? Who are his friends? What type of purchases of goods and services does he do? They'll look at your bank statement. Is he making payments to anyone or receiving money from anyone? And again, who is our network of friends, associates, contacts? They're trying to figure out what you have been doing with your life. And is there any criminal behavior here, suspicious behavior? And in the hands of a unscrupulous president, it would be used to shut up critics, not only in his party, but in the opposition party. Now, at one time, we had an FBI director, Hoover. FBI Director Hoover. Thank God, before this type of technology existed. Oh, he had paper files on congressmen, senators, Supreme Court justices, and activists. And he occasionally would use it and remind him that, well, I have some information on you that would be very embarrassing, Senator, if it really got in the newspaper. But now we have something of an order of magnitude many, many, many times, hundreds of times more dangerous. Because this collection of information exists and is growing daily. And should you be unfortunate to be selected as a target by the National Security Agency, whether that was a legal order or not is not the point. Once you're made a target, the agency goes to work on you. And they gather all this information and they provide their customers. One of the customers is the White House, the president, but also the FBI, the CIA, and other intelligence agencies, this information. Now, by law, they're not supposed to disclose if they have information on an American citizen. That's supposed to only say U.S. citizen. You see, a lot of what they're doing is not focusing on the American people. It's focusing on, for example, Russians or Chinese in communist China or Iranians in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So where they have intercepted, and that's how I'm using the word, not the NSA, a communication between a foreign person, a U.S. person, they're not supposed to identify who that person is. And they usually will say U.S. citizen number one, U.S. citizen number two. Now, occasionally, the users of that intelligence will ask the National Security Agency to do what? Unmask the name. Please tell me the name of the person that's the U.S. citizen. That's rarely done. Why? Who does the investigation here? It's the National Security Agency, or in some cases, the FBI. It's not for a political appointee in the White House to unmask, but that was going on. So you need to first understand the capability of the National Security Agency to do that. They can do it. That's not debatable here. Because some people don't believe, well, how in the world did they do that? They do it. And they've been doing it for more than 15 years. And it can, at any time, be used against you or anyone else. How likely is that? Not likely. Unless, for example, you decide to run for president, or you happen to be a key committee chairman in Congress or on the Supreme Court, or a foreign dictator general, then you're probably a target. If you're a terrorist and they got your name, you're a target. Because they're trying to make connections. Who does this person talk to? And see, part of the problem is, and it is a problem and a challenge. Many people can be talking to someone that's a spy or a terrorist, and they don't know it. Someone orders pizza or a bottle of gin or a trip to Hawaii. Well, they will eliminate that. The point I'm trying to make is the president can order without a warrant to target you or anyone he wants. In many occasions, if it's criminal activity, they go through the regular courts. They go to court and get a warrant. That's what they're supposed to do because you have a right of privacy under the Fourth Amendment. Now, if it's a foreign intelligence agent, they go to the FISA court. But you got to understand, the president under that executive order as amendment can target anybody. Apparently, it has been abused by the Obama administration. Now, what was happening? And I need to put it in a little context. What's going on here? And why is this should be getting? This is probably the greatest presidential scandal in the history of the United States. And it's not being covered. It's not being covered. Now, let me quickly point out, Watergate initially was not a big story. It took over a year and a half before it became a big story. Visibility into or hints as to what's going on. This scandal is only a couple of months old. Keep that in mind. But it's starting to come out. And that's why it was important to go to the second story. Susan Rice refused to testify in front of this committee. Now, why? Oh, she was going to be asked some pointed questions. See, the president delegates. And who was Susan Rice? Yes, the lady that blamed Benghazi on a video and lied about it. She has a reputation for being a liar. She doesn't have credibility. But that is the person that Barack Obama apparently went to and gave some orders. We don't know what the orders are. I can speculate all day long. But she was requesting from the National Security Agency that a number of people, she gets the reports, and it says U.S. citizen 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, in some to many situation, you more or less know who it is. You don't have to ask for unmasking. Unmasking means instead of saying U.S. citizen 1, it gives the identity of the person. Now, who knows that? The National Security Agency knows that. And if the National Security Advisor phones the National Security Agency and requests that that person names be unmasked, guess what's going to happen? They're going to unmask it because it's coming from the president. That's the point. Now, technically, they're supposed to provide some justification. And what do you think the justification is? I need to understand your report, and I'm concerned about who this American citizen is. Now, you have to understand, and I think you do, because it hasn't been that long. A lot of people, Democrats thought Hillary Clinton was going to be the president today. So did Barack Obama. So did many of the people working for him. And they were counting on Hillary Clinton to win. So they thought if they spied, and that's what they were doing, they were spying, a broader term is they were surveilling Donald Trump, people on his campaign, people in his transition team, as well as other candidates. Because Senator Rand Paul wrote a letter to the president a couple of weeks ago. And I have, before I forget, the way you listen to this show is to go to prompopops.wordpress.com. And this is show 888. If you click on that link, you'll get the podcast once I post it. It'll be a couple of hours from now. But I have a lot of information. I have a lot of my show prep for today's show, both cartoons, photographs, articles, YouTube videos. This one is top heavy with information because I don't have really the time to go over all the programs that the National Security Agency has to spy on you, and they have many. Fortunately for the American people, there have been whistleblowers. One of them, probably one of the most important ones, is Bill Binning. He worked for the National Security Agency at a very high level, was responsible for over 6,000 people for 32 years. And he saw what was going on and knew what, in this case, the George Bush administration was doing. They were spying on the American people, and that is illegal. Didn't stop them. They still went right ahead and did it, and they're still doing it. Your Fourth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution are being violated at this very minute. Most of you don't know about it, and many of you don't care. I don't know. I don't care. Well, okay, but you do understand what's happening. You are losing your liberties, your rights, and your elected representative is not calling the NSA out on this, and they should be called out on this and limited. But how would you know? You're going to have to take their word. I don't want the NSA to be shut down. I think you can make a strong case they need more resources, because think what they have to do. They're intercepting the communications that are going over the internet, but they're responsible for what's called signals intelligence. And it's not just the internet, it's radio communications. And many of them are encrypted, and it's a foreign language. So you got to decode it, if you will, or encrypt it, and translate it, and try to figure out what piece of intelligence you have. Is this actionable intelligence. What does it say? They have a very challenging mission. And I think where they've strayed and lost confidence of the American people is when they decided to spy on the American people. It was done prior to this, by the way. I'm not going to give you the history, but the NSA has been spying on Americans, at the orders of a president. But this was prior to the internet, and we don't have time to go there. And it was a scandal when it was ultimately found out what the NSA was doing. Again, it does it at the orders, direct orders, through his people, though. I say direct orders. They're there to support the intelligence community as well as the president. There are a number of customers, and there's a long list. The CIA, the Director of Defense Intelligence Agency, the State Department Intelligence Office, your cabinet officers, White House, Director and Central Intelligence, ambassadors, trade representatives, Congress, the various departments of the government. They have a long, long list, and obviously the military and the State Department are the biggest one. So they serve a lot of customers. They have a big job. But where they went wrong and really have not truly been called on it yet, held accountable for it, is when they started spying on the American people. The danger, and I've pointed out this many times, is as long as you have people of character, integrity, and you have certain checks in place, and they do, you shouldn't have a problem. But once you have a president or people under him that don't have integrity, and the best way I describe it, there are people that believe whatever the ends are, if the ends are justified, any means is appropriate. The ends justify the means. So what was happening in 2016, and probably earlier, is the Obama administration was spying on the Republican Party, specifically the candidates of the Republican Party, the top contenders, not only Donald Trump, but Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and others. Now, they thought they were never going to get caught because President Hillary Clinton would protect them. And they were looking for dirt to embarrass the candidate, whoever the candidate was. That's why they were spying on him. And it's not just Donald Trump. Now, once Donald Trump became the candidate, they didn't need to focus anymore on the other candidates. They focused on him and the people that were working for him, both in the campaign and subsequently in the transition team. They were also, and let's be fair here, they were targeting foreigners, such as the Russian ambassador. And that's more or less routine. The Russian ambassador knows they're trying to listen in on his phone calls, emails, and because of that, they should practice, and usually do, signals security. Have you heard much on the news about this? I can't find very much. There's a little bit, because we know some of the details. Not all the details. We know that Susan Rice was asking the various intelligence agencies in the intelligence community. They have, like, I think 17. I lost track. To unmask. And there's a track. There's a log and there's a track of it. They weren't concerned about it. They knew that. But Hillary Clinton was going to be president. And they wanted to make sure that she was president by checking out Donald Trump. See, they thought Donald Trump was dirty. He was colluding with the Russians. You know, that's the story today, that the Russians were interfering with our elections. The excuse for Hillary Clinton's loss was James Comey and the Russians were influencing our election. Nobody's believing that. And I say, let the Democratic Party continue that if they want. Be my guest. The American people aren't falling for it. Maybe some of your true believers, longtime Democratic Party apparatchiks, believe it, the Kool-Aid drinkers, but the American people don't. And I'd be the first to say, the Russians try to influence our election and usually doesn't work. But they need to have an alibi, an excuse for the unexpected, truly unexpected, shock result that Donald Trump not only got the nomination, he got elected. How could that have happened? He must have had some help from the Russians. That's the story they're trying to make you believe. Have they produced any evidence of that yet? The answer to that is no, they haven't. That does not stop them. That does not stop. That's why I call the major television networks and newspapers big lie media. They are propagating what? Propaganda. And much of it is so-called fake news, phony news. Some of it is to distract you. They don't want you to focus in on what the Obama administration was doing in 2016 and the early months of 2017, January primarily, the first 20 days. They were spying on Donald Trump and his people. Surveillance. Anything that any of those people did over the internet or by phone, you better believe that the National Security Agency, highly likely, high probability, in the 90s, more like 99.9%, they have. And they were going over it, trying to find something initially to be an October surprise so that Hillary could win in a landslide. It didn't happen. The October surprise was Anthony Weiner. The FBI was investigating him for a separate charge, and they ran across a laptop that had thousands upon thousands of whose emails? Hillary Clinton's emails. And many of those emails, most of them, were Department of State as well as classified documents. What were they doing in a laptop of Anthony Weiner? Well, who was the closest aide to Hillary Clinton? Anthony Weiner's wife, Abedin Huma. And she allegedly, when the FBI asked her, well, why all these emails? They were sent to her husband so they could get printed and Mrs. Clinton's chief assistant could pick them up and deliver it to Hillary Clinton. Thousands upon thousands. Does that violate the law? You better believe it violates the law. Hillary Clinton was violating the law. You know, everyone overlooks this. Why did the American people not vote for her? They didn't trust her. She lied and lied and lied about this and many other things, so they don't trust her. Second, they believe in the rule of law, and they know that Hillary Clinton was breaking the law. Hundreds, thousands of times. She should be in jail. First prosecuted and sent to jail. She was dirty, folks. And she should be sent to jail. They should have an independent special prosecutor. But because of what happened 10 days before the election day on November 8th, is James Comey announced that they had found thousands of emails on this laptop, and it would take a lot of time to determine what was in those emails, both in terms of classified information. They were looking for the early emails the first several months of 2009 when Hillary Clinton first became and was Secretary of State. They ultimately cleared her, but was she really cleared? Not really. Because if you listen to James Comey, and I did this last week, I'm not doing it again, he went on and on and on for about 15 minutes laying out all the evidence. Invariably, anyone that's listened to that press conference, and I and many other people, he's going to recommend that they prosecute Hillary Clinton. He laid all it out, and then the ending didn't agree with what he laid out. And we learned last week why did he do this? Because his boss, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, talked to Bill Clinton, went up, and their two planes were at the same airport, and she had a meeting with him. Who knows what was discussed? Golf? Their children, grandchildren. He thought that tainted the reputation of the FBI, so he was compelled to have this press conference. What you need to understand, and I need to remind you, 2-3 points. One, the FBI does not prosecute people. They investigate people. The people that prosecute anyone work in the Department of Justice. We're talking the federal level here. They're attorneys, prosecutors. And based on the evidence that FBI Director James Comey had, they told him that we're not going to prosecute. There are a lot of prosecutors out there that will tell you, given the evidence that James Comey laid out, they should have prosecuted. Now, what James Comey did, and very misleading on his part, but a number of people have pointed it out many times, early in the press conference that he gave, I think within the first 3 minutes, maybe first minute, he said, we had to prove intent. Well, I've read the laws. No, you don't have to prove intent. Intent is very hard to prove. You see, if you bring classified documents home, that's a violation of the law. You're not supposed to do that. Doesn't matter what you intended. And it could have been an accident, or you overlooked it for some reason, but not over 2,000 times. And that's the point. And she destroyed government documents. You're not supposed to destroy government documents. It's not your property. It's government property. And then we have a whole other dimension, pay for play, where governments as well as very rich people across the world were giving huge contributions, we're talking $1 million, folks, into the Clinton Charitable Foundation. And then subsequent to that, were getting meetings, access to the Secretary of State. The reason why they gave the big contributions was to get that access because they wanted something, quid pro quo, they wanted something. And the first step was to get the meeting to tell the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, what their government wanted. And future bribes will be forthcoming. The reason why Hillary Clinton set up that server was to hide all this. Now, I bring it up because who has all the emails, both to and from Hillary Clinton's email server? I'll tell you who. The National Security Agency. If I were Donald Trump and president, I would direct the National Security, the head of the National Security Agency, to make Hillary Clinton a target. And guess what? That would be legitimate. That's a very legitimate order. She has compromised national security. So target her and build a dossier and then have an independent prosecutor have access to this and review all those emails and documents. I wanted to make that connection because as the email server of Hillary Clinton and the disappearing emails was going on, I said, there's no problem here. There's one organization that has it all, the National Security Agency. Now, you weren't expecting President Obama to go after Hillary Clinton. I actually think he probably did and knew about a lot of this. But he's a partisan. I think he truly wanted Joe Biden to run. But when Joe Biden ruled that out, he supported Hillary Clinton. He wasn't going to blow the whistle on her. He had the goods on her, though. And he expected Hillary Clinton to win. And so did Hillary Clinton. So did the Democratic Party. So did big lie media, the television networks, and the major newspapers in the large cities such as New York, Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago. And because they thought they were going to win, they thought they could get away with it. That's the key point. They thought they could get away with it. Like many criminals, like many politicians. But they got caught. Remember, why and how did Hillary Clinton's server come to your attention and the attention of the American people? It was because Congress had set up a committee to investigate Benghazi, and in investigating Benghazi, they observed that many of her emails, in point of fact, all of their emails, did not have, you know, departmentofstate.gov in the email account. It had a private server. And they subpoenaed that with an order of protection. In other words, you couldn't destroy the documents. And what did Hillary Clinton do? She destroyed the document. And that in and of itself is a crime. She was guilty as hell, folks. And that's one of the reasons why they're blowing smoke, kicking sand in your face with this Russian nonsense. And let me say again, I'm waiting for Donald Trump, President Trump, to instruct Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appoint an independent prosecutor to prosecute Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and their immediate staff, their close staff, that were in on this. There's a lot of evidence, but you need a prosecutor to go after him. FBI can't do it. And that's why I think that press conference that James Comey, the FBI director, gave. He knew he had the evidence to convict her, but he didn't want to be responsible for the person to take out Hillary Clinton. So he went halfway. It's a halfway measure. It's better than doing nothing, I will say that. And said they had to prove intent. They couldn't. He called it gross negligence. The problem that the Democratic Party has and Hillary Clinton has, the American people don't think anybody is above the law, with the exception of the elite that think they're special. They truly do believe they're above the law. And the American people are demanding that Hillary Clinton be investigated. Now they're going to start demanding that President Obama and his administration and close aides also be investigated. If you want to know who was really influencing and colluding on this campaign, it wasn't the Russians, it was the Democratic Party and the Obama administration. What's curious, and I've noticed this in people, especially progressives, they always will tip their hand by projecting onto you what they're doing. They were trying to say that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians so he can get elected. Haven't produced evidence. But what were they doing during the election? They were spying on who? Donald Trump and his advisors. They were doing what they were accusing Donald Trump of doing. And now trying to use it as an excuse for losing the election. They have no one to blame but themselves. So you need to understand the capabilities of the National Security Agency. And I've given you another whistleblower slides, Edward Snowden. And there are about a dozen slides. And the key program was the PRISM collection, where they were getting the information. They were getting it, for example, Microsoft's Hotmail, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, PalTalk, YouTube, Skype, AOL, Apple, just to name a few. And what were they getting? Oh, yes, they were getting your emails, videos, chat, search terms, any stored data, photos, videos, any file transfers, video conferencing, all of that information the National Security Agency has. It's collected it, and it's through the names that I just indicated. And they also have the telecoms are in on this, especially AT&T. They're very cooperative because they got to. Remember, they are breaking into the fiber optic network, splicing in, if you will. Fiber optic, very fast. You see, all the information that goes over the internet usually ends up where you're sending it, and if they're sending it to you, you receive it. What you need to understand is it's also going to the NSA, and they're storing it. And if you truly are, let's say, a non-entity, they're never going to look at it. But they're building a lot of haystacks for that needle, the needle being a terrorist, for example, just an example. And what they do is, like when you do when you go to a search engine, you put some keywords in. Now, they call them unique selectors. And it's, again, to aggregate all the information they have on a target. You do not want to become a target, because once you're a target, that's when they start to build that dossier on you and then look it over and see if there's anything that they can use as leverage against you. Blackmail. And they do that every single day. Every single day. And they have a lot of code words. I just gave you one PRISM, but they have others, depending on the level and what they're looking for. So Senator Rand Paul did write a letter to President Trump telling him that someone anonymously told him that he was being surveilled. In other words, he thought he was a target. He didn't use those words. And maybe other people in the presidential campaign were as well. Now, that normally requires a warrant. And many people would say, well, where's your warrant? They don't need a warrant. That's why it's called a warrantless search. Truly, if they want to prosecute you for criminal behavior, it's at that point that they're going to get legal and get the warrant. They're not going to stop what they're doing. They don't have the time to mess with this, and they don't need to unless they're going to take you to court. But they know what you're doing. Big Brother is looking over everything you do on the internet and over the phone and in other communication networks. But those are the big two. And the Obama administration was doing it. And it should be investigated. It should be on the news. This is a huge scandal. Just reverse it for a minute. If the Republicans were doing this on the Democratic Party, you don't think it would be in every newspaper and television network? Of course it would. You'd believe it would. Instead, what are we hearing month after month? The Russians tried to influence our election. So did big lie media, big time. And the big influence was, and they failed, big lie media, who predicted that she was guaranteed to win. She was going to be our next president. Let's hear it for President Hillary Clinton. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. What happened? On election night, you should have seen their faces about 10 o'clock. It suddenly dawned on them that the next president was going to be President Donald J. Trump. And they panicked. They cracked up. First, they denied it. They couldn't believe it. Believe it. And they've been going after Donald Trump every second since. And they're trying to make you believe that the only reason he's president, because he was colluding with the Russians. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, where's the evidence? See, they think they can get away with the allegation, and it's not working. The American people say, nothing here. So their next bet is to blame it on the Russians. They should blame it on themselves and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. And the only reason I mention that again is there are millions of people out there, many Americans, that they don't even know what the NSA stands for. They know CIA is Central Intelligence Agency, but the NSA, at best, they've heard the initials, but they really don't understand what they do. Well, what they do is collect everything that you communicate over the internet and over telephone networks. And they store it, and should you become a target, that's when it's rolled out. Now, I want to relate this to what's happening in Congress today. James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, former, he had been in government a total of over 50 years. He was being asked, because of his position in the prior administration, question, as was Sally Yates, an attorney prosecutor that also has a fairly long career, both under Republicans and Democratic presidents. But she was appointed by Barack Obama to be Loretta Lynch's, although at the time, Loretta Lynch's name had not, as I recall, been announced. The deputy, the number two person. Briefly, she was acting attorney general when Donald Trump moved into the White House, and they asked her to stay until attorney general Jeff Sessions was confirmed, and that was dragged out. Now, the reason Sally Yates is in front of Congress is really two, and I'm only going to deal with one of them, but I'll mention the two. She got fired by Donald Trump. Donald Trump issued an executive order, you know, the seven countries banning immigration until they can be vetted, extremely vetted. And he issued an executive order, and they have a separate department that looks at all these executive orders, and is it the right form? Is it legal, the right form? And they said yes, but she didn't like the executive order. Now, she has her reasons, and I understand her reasons, but the president ordered this. This is insubordination, folks. And this is the first time this has ever happened. She's a partisan. You better believe the number two person in the Department of Justice is a partisan, as are they are now, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. And the problem the Republican Party has and Trump has, he's rather slow in getting the various departments filled. And the problem is because he was not part of the establishment. That's the problem. And he has to, and there are about, I think the total figure is about 5,000 positions in the various departments and agencies that he has to appoint people to. Now, be very careful here why some have to be confirmed by the Senate. Many more do not. So it's taken a while to, the phrase you'll hear is stand up the department. In other words, man all the positions, get rid of, ask for the resignations of all the Obama people. That's what needs to be done, should be done, and should have been done on the first day, but they weren't prepared to do it. They hadn't had the people. And usually the secretary of whatever department wants to name his number two person. Sometimes he gets his wish. Sometimes he doesn't. People want to bring their team in if they have a team. So you end up, doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican administration, why some key positions go to supporters in the campaign. You have a group both in the Democratic Party in the Republican Party. They're professionals, they're experts, and they're usually brought in. And that's just been taking a lot of time. So Sally Yates initially was asked to stay on as Attorney General until Jeff Sessions could get confirmed and take over. She knew she was going out the door. It happens in every administration. It's the normal situation. But two things happen. She challenged the she wouldn't defend the president's executive order, and that got her fired on the spot. That day, she was fired. And she's testifying about that. And Senator Cruz had some pointed questions for her, and there was an exchange. I thought Senator Cruz got the best of her, but she's good. And there's a difference of opinion. I don't share her view, and I understand why President Trump doesn't. I consider what she did was insubordinate. She can justify it all she wants. Now, she'll argue, well, wait a minute, there have been three courts now that have ruled on the first and now the second. Ultimately, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and ultimately, President Trump's going to win. And yes, Sally Yates knew that, but she won't admit it. She thought it was illegal. It discriminated religiously. No. And Senator Cruz read the relevant portion of the statute, I believe. The president has the authority to do exactly what he did. Sally Yates is a partisan playing partisan politics. And normally, she would have been out of there. They were somewhat nice to her and said, please stick around for a couple of weeks. And once she did this, she was fired on the spot. Bye! Don't let the doorknob hit you on a you-know-what. But that's not what's going to be in the news tonight, or it will be secondary. What will be in the news tonight is Sally Yates went to the White House counsel ostensibly to give him a heads up. And the heads up was about the National Security Advisor. Remember, this is in the early days, first 2 weeks of, not even 2 weeks, the first 11 days of the Trump administration. That general, former Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, was potentially, could have been blackmailed by the Russians. Well, that's interesting. And she reviewed it with the White House counsel, who asked her, do you think we should fire him? She said, well, it's not my place to do that. What was this really about? And I really don't think we'll ever know the full story. I'm hoping that's not the case. But gets back to his General Flynn, or National Security Advisor Flynn's communications with the Russians in December, a number of phone calls and text messages. Now, let me quickly say, that's what a National Security Advisor should do. An incoming National Security Advisor should call the ambassadors of all these countries to introduce themselves. And he did. He was doing his job, folks. He wasn't committing a crime. What got him in trouble, he didn't have perfect recall. He didn't remember that, apparently, the Russian ambassador brought the sanctions up. I could understand why the Russian ambassador would bring it up. What was General Flynn's mistake? He should know, because he was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He was asked to resign his position. Obama wanted to get rid of him. And there are people in the DIA that didn't like him. I'm not going to get into that. I don't know the details. I don't know who to believe. He had his critics. We all have our critics. Donald Trump certainly has his fair share of critics. Yes, Obama appointed General Flynn to that position, and then subsequently lost confidence in him, and he was asked to leave and left. So President Obama was not a fan of General Flynn, not at all. And that was one of the people that the National Security Agency was surveilling. Was it him directly? No. It was the Russian ambassador. But when General Flynn called him or text messaged him, he should have been aware that the NSA was going to have a copy of his communications. I'm willing to bet he forgot about it. So what did they do with General Flynn? They have the intercept. You better believe the Russian ambassador is a target high up on the list. And they were surveilling him, I believe, under a FISA warrant. So this is incidental intelligence. Normally, he would be U.S. citizen number one, U.S. citizen number two, whatever. But they unmasked him and found out, oh, it's General Flynn. Now, a lot of times you can guess. What I think should happen but won't happen, and I said this several months ago, release the full transcript, the text of the full transcript of his communications, specifically the one where the Russian ambassador brings up sanctions. And I would have anticipated him doing it, although it's not appropriate for him to do it. The Russian ambassador brought it up. And instead of drawing a separate hard line, well, we're not sure what he said. That's what's up in debate. The joke on the Clinton, you know, he said, what does is mean? Well, what does discuss mean? See, what I think happened, and I don't know, is he was making many, many, many phone calls. And other than the fact that he talked to the Russian ambassador, he forgot that the Russian ambassador brought this up. And that was his big mistake. Because why? The National Security Agency has the transcript. They know exactly what was said. I don't, but the NSA does, and so does the acting attorney general. Now, why did Flynn get fired? Apparently, he misled the vice president. I don't know, but that's what the vice president is saying. He was, quote, insubordinate. The vice president went on TV and said General Flynn did not discuss with the Russian ambassador the sanctions. And that's what he apparently was told by who? General Flynn. And then when this hit the fan, they actually had the transcript in front of them, and lo and behold, the sanctions were brought up. Now, I'll be the first to say, if General Flynn, and this is where it's a judgment call, was trying to negotiate those sanctions, he was way out of line. I don't think he did that. I really don't. They're trying to make you think he did. You see, what they're trying to, the case that Sally Yates, her story with Congress as well as with the White House counsel was, the Russians could blackmail him because they knew what was said. Yeah, the NSA has a copy, but don't you think the Russians have a copy of it? And they know he misled the vice president because they saw it on TV? Remember that word leverage? Well, it works not only with the NSA, but also with their enemies. They try to get leverage on U.S. government officials, generals. They all do it. We're being spied on. And General Flynn got caught up in it. And I'll be the first to say he should have known better. But I think he was doing his job. And apparently, so did President Trump initially. The reason given for his firing, Trump asked him to resign, is Vice President Mike Pence felt he was lied to, or at least misled. And the NSA, the National Security Advisor, apologized for that. If you really want to, I won't say settle it, but shed some real light into this, release the transcripts. Release the transcripts. Why are they not going to do that? The man's been fired. His reputation has been damaged. And it's being damaged again in front of a congressional committee by a partisan Democrat. By a partisan Democrat. Senator Cruz is right. She's a partisan. You better believe it. That's why she was selected. She'll do what's necessary. Just like Susan Rice, that wasn't at that committee hearing today, refused to testify. The person that was using the product of the National Security Agency and requesting the unmasking of who knows how many Americans. Now, James Clapper made a point. Masking is not illegal. I agree it's not illegal. Leaking is definitely illegal. And that's why we know what we know from leaks. The people that leaked this information have committed crimes, and they're most likely still working in the federal government. They thought by leaking the information, they could damage Donald Trump and General Flynn. And they certainly got their first scalp, General Flynn, the first casualty, if you will. And they're still going after President Trump and anyone in his administration. They're part of the shadow government. They are Obama, Democrat, Clinton partisans that are in the bureaucracy. They work in the departments and agencies. They're buried there. Think of them as moles. And they will on occasion leak. And it's hard to find a leaker. But what they're doing, and it's very risky behavior, especially today with the NSA spying on everyone, they better not get caught, because if they get caught, they're going to be crucified. I hope they'll get crucified, because they should be prosecuted. First the trial, then the execution, because they are compromising the national security of this nation. It is a crime, and it should be punished. And yes, there have always been leakers, and many of them are like official leakers. What I'm talking about is those so-called civil servants in the bureaucracy that have positions, get a check from the government. But a few of them, maybe just one, but at least I think a few, are leaking the information. So the press, whether it's the television networks or the newspapers, get the information and try to do damage to who? President Trump. They are not going after Barack Obama and the fact that he was using the federal government, the intelligence community, to go after who? President Trump and the Republicans. That is the huge scam. And you better believe that Susan Rice does not want to testify. She's in trouble. She's going to stonewall this. She believed that the ends justify the means. And I think she believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. This would never come to light. Never crossed her mind that Hillary Clinton would lose. But towards the end of the October, we had the October surprise. And it wasn't a Donald Trump surprise. It was a Hillary Clinton versus an Anthony Weiner surprise. And then James Comey announced he had to investigate the emails on the Anthony Weiner laptop. And they contained thousands upon thousands of documents. Shouldn't have been there. There was a hypothetical addressed to James Clapper. Sir, if you found out that someone working for you had documents, many, many documents, classified documents, and it was on a computer or in a location not authorized, what would you do? He answered it. I forget the technical term. It's not a complaint, but it's a criminal complaint. A notice that I have an employee that most likely is committing a crime. You need to investigate that person. It could be internal security or the FBI. Probably both. See, the person asking that question, I think, was Senator Cruz. And James Clapper's no dummy. He was referring to both Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's former wife. They're divorced now. And that's what the American people are upset about. They know that today we have two laws in America. About 99% of the people, the law is the law. And those 99%, most of them, believe in the rule of law. But then we have the other law for the elites, the privileged, the entitled, that truly believe they're above the law. And that's what Hillary Clinton's attitude is. She truly believes she's above the law. And she was entitled to be the next president and thought she was going to be the next president, as did many of her supporters. And they were all expecting to be in the Clinton administration, including Susan Rice. Maybe Susan Rice would be the Secretary of State. What's in it for her? This is a good example of blind ambition. She was going to do the dirty work for Barack Obama and save Hillary Clinton by trying to find dirt, blackmail, leverage on who? Donald Trump and his transition team, as well as people that work for him on the campaign. She's a piece of work. Remember, she's the woman that went on five networks after Benghazi, about a week after Benghazi, and blamed it on the video. And they knew, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton knew, it was a terrorist attack. The video had nothing to do with it, but we were weeks away from election. It was more important to reelect President Obama than to tell the truth. So President Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, National Security Advisor, I don't think she had the position. I think she was still the UN ambassador. Susan Rice, they all lie to the American people. And then they wonder why the American people don't trust them and don't vote for them. Because you're liars. You don't have credibility. And many of us don't like you. And you truly, in the case of Mrs. Clinton, believes she's above the law, and the American people don't like that at all. That's the reason Hillary Clinton lost. They don't trust her anymore. They don't like her. They don't trust her. The Russians and FBI director James Comey were not the reasons. Hillary Clinton was covering up her activities, and their first step was to set up that server to hide her activities from the press, from the Obama administration, and yes, the legal authorities. And you don't have to improve intent. She did it. They have the evidence. They have the server. They have the documents. So to save Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and others, we're using the intelligence community, primarily the National Security Agency, to find dirt, blackmail, leverage on Trump when he was running as candidate and on his transition team, and to take out his key people. And they succeeded. They shouldn't have succeeded, but they did succeed. It is more than past time for President Trump to call the Attorney General or meet with them and instruct him to appoint an independent prosecutor to investigate the many, many crimes of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and their supporters, their chief of staff, both at the State Department and the Clinton Charitable Foundation. If you want to put an end to this, you have to start there. If you don't, this is going to continue. You'll have leaks, and you'll have criminal activity using national security documents to embarrass people in the administration. They don't play fair. They lie. It's hardball. And they keep attacking President Trump, the people in his administration. And for new listeners, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I didn't vote for any of the candidates. They don't reflect my political philosophy. I'm a classical liberal. I believe in limited government. And I couldn't vote for either candidate. I definitely could not vote for Hillary Clinton. She was beyond the pale. She's corrupt, as is her husband. And they have friends that are just as corrupt. And they will look you in the eye and lie to you, mislead you, deceive you. And then they wonder why the American people didn't elect her. Just look in the mirror and you find the answers. I probably have a little bit more tomorrow on this, because as I was preparing the show, they were still asking questions. So something could have come up. I want to thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.